Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the mile at Syracuse to the bull rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio. And here, with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the latest edition of Low Down and Dirty. I am your host, Joe Adams, along with me, as usual, my partner in crime, and always to my right, but not again tonight, my good buddy, Brian Whippy Whitman. Whip, what's happening, brother?
We're not sure.
Good, that was a train wreck.
Yeah, for you it was. And also,
thank you, Ted.
Joining us, Scotty Deal. Scotty, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. How you doing, Joe?
I am doing freaking fabulous.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. Also, the queen, Miss Tammy Allman, is here as she's digging into her chicken fingers. We are live right here at the Wingman Bar and Grill right in lovely downtown East Greenville. Got a few friends stopping by, saying hi. Appreciate everybody stopping by. What's going on, fellas? You know what's cool? What I noticed here, the packets of information that as time progresses on are getting a little bit thicker, because that means that things are happening now.
Things are starting to happen. We're trying to get some more information out to you people, but yes, it's a good observation, Joe. The packets
what,
are getting
yeah.
thicker. Yes.
I do pay attention a little bit. It helps. But yeah, like in the middle of what, dude, Whip just gave me a blank stare. That was kind of crazy. In the middle of winter there, man, it was like just one sheet of paper with some chicken scratch on it. Like, what are we going to talk about for 2 hours?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
We're supposed to go racing Saturday.
Well, it's not happening. For those of you that are listening and do not know, Lincoln Speedway has canceled for their opener.
Why?
Why? I think due to an abundant amount of moisture around the speedway.
Yep, so we got to wait till next week.
Of the white variety.
But they are going to run next week.
We're hoping so.
See, that's where I got screwed up. Somebody was on the internet saying they're up against Lincoln and New Egypt next week. It's like, no, New Egypt's in 2 weeks, you know? You still got another weekend in February.
Yeah. Right? No, wait. Isn't next week March 1st?
No. It is. So there is a conflict.
There is a conflict.
You got sprint cars and modifieds.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know. Which way do you go?
Wings, baby.
All's right with the world.
Yeah, I got to hear that. I've been hearing that for 10 years in a row. I need to hear that, you know. I need to hear that famous voice.
But
you know?
We're going to have the gentleman on from New Egypt later on, so you're going to have to explain why you're going to, well, we won't talk about it.
He'll understand. Okay. But that is going to be a tough decision, because there's somebody racing them. But, hey, they did race sprint cars already this year.
Few times.
We told you results from last week, you know, for All-Stars on that. But now, the world of outlaws have fired up the season.
Where do you want to start? Saturday? Or you want to go back to Friday and work up to Saturday?
We got to start with, like, last night, right? Don't you think?
What?
Start with last night.
Oh, last night?
Don't you think?
Okay.
I mean, that's how I would do. You know? And all I got to say is one. The King. On his farewell Arrivederci tour.
That too.
Yep.
I think it's called the Salute to the King tour, but I might be mistaken.
I named it the Arrivederci tour.
Key.
Yeah. Yep. So, but the King beat Darren Pittman.
Yes, he did. That's a
and
shame.
and I'll let you have. And he beat the other guy. He beat Donnie Schatz. See, that's what you have to say. Yeah.
Thanks.
And in fourth place, another fine finish by Brad Sweet.
Kid's kicking it.
In fifth place, Mr. Tim Keating. Got to give a big shout out. Because in a second, we'll let you know.
Well, you see those pictures of Brad Sweet? He's a small dude.
He's a little man.
Him and Rico aren't much different.
Oh, boy. You went there, not me. You went there, not me.
Sorry.
Bad
respect for Rico.
Did you see that video on Facebook of him in a 410? Rico Abreu? Holy,
That was during time trials.
Yeah.
He got a pair. Yeah.
He got a pair. You know. But hey, and then the next we had, that was racing on what? What night was that? That was Sunday down at Volusia.
That was Sunday.
And then Saturday, Donnie Schatz.
Yeah.
Picked up the win.
Yeah.
Over Cody DeHara.
Yeah. And again,
Darren Pittman. Paul McMahon. Terry McCarl.
And there he is again.
And Brad Sweet. I hope you remember that name, Brad Sweet.
You're going to hear it a lot this year, I have a feeling.
Yes.
The number 49 driving for Casey Kane Motorsports.
Because we had racing also on Friday night. And congratulations, big shout out here to our friend, Crew Chief.
He's a car chief. Right?
Car chief. What's that? A car chief. That's what it is. It's a car chief.
Why are you confused?
Yeah.
What is a car chief? Why isn't he a crew chief?
Because it's a car.
Because he's not a crew chief. He's a car chief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just car chief.
To the car.
Yeah.
So he's a car chief.
It's all part of the circle of racing.
There's a circle, all right.
In for the first win of the year, Brad Sweet.
How sweet is that? Friday night, he did it.
And our friend, who?
George Lau
is the car chief. So big shout out to George. Matter of fact, George,
he gets a round of applause.
He does.
And an applause. We'll give you an applause and a clap in the same. You know?
Yeah,
now he's in North Carolina with a clap.
Yeah.
Probably not the first time he's ever had it either.
He's in Florida with the clap. Oh, he's in trouble now. He's in Florida with the clap.
Wow.
Yeah, so. But, yes, so Steve Kinzer wins. Donnie Schatz wins. Brad Sweet wins. So.
That's crazy stuff.
That's good stuff.
And then, going out of Florida in the first week, the standings are Paul McMahon is in first with 434 points, Darren Pittman, Brad Sweet, Donnie Schatz, Kerry Mattson, Steve Kinzer, Tim Keating, Joey Saldana, Terry McCarl, and Cody Dara. Now, what surprises you more than anything out of that list of 10 guys, the top 10 in sprint car STP points?
A lot of wins there.
There are a lot of wins amongst that is an elite group right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But there's only one dude in there with 20 World of Outlaw Championships.
That's true.
And they call him the king.
That's true. But all of Casey Kane's cars are in the top 10, right? Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They're all in the top 10. Whew.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yep. I can't wait to be down there on a Friday during the World Finals.
Whippy's wound up about November already.
Man, I just want to get through each day here as it goes right now. He's cranked about November. You the man, dude.
I don't think we talk with Whippy without him mentioning November.
Is it November yet?
Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Don't wish the summer away, Whip.
I'm not.
Right.
What else we got?
There's
racing.
Huh?
about it for sprint car racing right now.
Yeah, we got some late model stuff later on.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How about this Larson kid?
Yeah, the Young Money.
Young Money.
I think this team's going to be a powerhouse team.
Could be. But Kyle was getting it done in Daytona. Did a nice job. And there's a quote in an article here I pulled out of the racing paper. Larson revealed that his racing times in the Keystone State made an indelible impression on him. Okay, now this kid has run all over the place, right?
Yeah.
But he's quoted in this article as the Keystone State left an indelible impression on him. And we're not talking French fries. We're talking about the racing. Right? I always thought I would make it. But when I raced against the Pennsylvania Posse, I began to wonder.
Even Young Money don't like to play with the boys.
Nah.
You know?
He does. Not really.
No. I mean, it's cool. You know, I have a problem with this is because the money, you know, money took him away from us sprint car fans.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I understand, you know, young gentleman, you know, and 22 years old probably. I understand where, you know, the policy, but it just sucks.
Yeah, Chip Ganassi is not going to let him.
No.
No, well, he's like the Gordon was, you know. I mean, who had the shot at him? Didn't Roush have the shot at him? And Hendricks said, no, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So
maybe he'll follow in Tony's footsteps, and after he wins a couple championships, he'll form his own team, and then he'll go sprint car racing again. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, he's going to have the money, you know.
Yeah.
So. But, yeah, it's cool. It's good to see.
Dirt guy makes good.
Another one.
He's been racing since he's 7 years old. All right. As we turn the page, a smile comes to Whippy's face.
This is just writing on the wall here, man.
Yeah, this is a little controversial, political, and everything else rolled up in one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a division out western Pennsylvania who have dropped all racing group ties.
Yeah, modified Tour Series in connection with BRP, Bicknell Racing Products. There's been a series going out there for modifieds for like the past 20 years, right?
Yeah, so it's a split.
But they have split their sanctioning ties with the World Racing Group. And so Dirt Sanction is no more for this affiliation.
Nope.
And there's a lot of speculation going on what's going on there.
We'll leave it at speculation.
Do you want to leave it at speculation?
Yeah, we'll leave it at
or
that
you just
for now. Nah.
Nah, you just, yeah, nah. What's happening here? I think we want to stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
If anything develops.
You know? There's opportunity there for some.
There's opportunity, you know, for another group to step in there and maybe sanction this outfit. So we'll see.
And get bigger, you know. So.
Get your foot in the door.
That's it. Just like we got it at Casey Kane Racing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yep.
If you remember, last week we talked about Wingless Racing coming to PA. We saw it was on the Big Diamond schedule, had come out, and like there's this date in August that they're running Wingless, and it's like,
oh.
And the sky's open.
Yeah. You know.
And we didn't understand what was going on because it's like 358s, 410s, 305, you know, any, you know. Whatever,
yeah.
That's what it's being billed as on their schedule. So it's come out this week that there's a group out of Canada,
mm-hmm,
that a gentleman by the name of Ken Bayless has been running for a few years up there. OTS is the sanctioning name, but they run Wingless Sprint Cars up in Canada. And have grown quite significantly and are going to venture down in here to the PA on a weekend to run Big Diamond and Lincoln. This is the same weekend as Knoxville Nationals. So when most of the guys are out to Knoxville, you know, some of the big names, I shouldn't say most of the guys, but some of the 410 guys are out to Knoxville Nationals, Lincoln's going to run this, and along with Big Diamond as, you know, a little bit of a different twist. So here it is.
Yeah.
It's coming, people. Wingless racing.
I'm all for it.
Wingless sprint cars.
I'm all for it. It's kind of like a run what you run if they let you run, you know, any division. Mode.
Yeah, it's really that they don't have a tire rule. It's a pretty open group, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've been fielding 18 to 20 cars, and they have gotten commitments already from quite a few people down in PA. You know, like 360 guys, right?
Why not?
Give it a shout. Give it a try. Go over to Mark Smith's shop. Get it set up, right?
Mm-hmm. Put a call in to Mark Smith, you know, get some tips maybe.
Yeah, yeah. You know. They'll fix you up with the right bar set up.
Yeah.
So
why not?
Yeah.
You know. Bring it.
So Alan Kreitzer's he's doing something different.
Hats off to them guys for Lincoln and Big Diamond for scheduling that.
I'm
pumped.
I'm ready to see something different. That sounds good.
You know. I'm all game.
And Whip, did you know that the Olympics has a racing connection?
Well, the bobsledding I knew for years did.
The bobsledding, yeah. And there's an individual in our area, in the Lehigh Valley area, that's associated with that. Richard Lobenstein, who is from the Reading area originally, is a technical consultant for the U.S. bobsled team. He is affiliated with Penske Racing, so he's worked for Penske. And he's working with the U.S. Bobsled team, which I think that's pretty cool.
I think so. I like that. I haven't seen any bobsled. The only Olympic I see do is that lady going down on that luge.
I think we got a bronze in the two-man yesterday.
Yeah. That's
like
just
that.
Bonsai, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Good stuff. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Really?
Yep. Well.
Now, here's something close to your heart, right?
Yeah, this kicks me up. I like this. There's a gentleman, Mr. Carl Spoonhour, who had a little issue with a speedway. So back in the day, he decided to build his own track. And I don't know how this all works, politics, money, all this stuff. But somehow he's back to owning this place. And Dale got a really cool book. I haven't read much of it, but I'm going to read it. And this, like I said last week, this is the race, I think. So far on my schedule for the year is that Thunder on the Mountain for Brett Dale's 360s.
You're going to do that for sure?
I think I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Good.
I mean, that'll be just wild.
How far away from?
From Binghamton it's half an hour.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's 20 minutes from my parents' door.
So you can go visit Mom.
I can go visit Mom
and
go race.
Pick up your brother. Take off.
Yep. And get speedies. Yeah, and
Mark's double thumbs up. Eric's double thumbs up over
here.
We
got speedies. Go see my mom, pick my brother up, and go racing. And come home, drop my brother off, see my mom, get more speedies, and go home. Or Cortese Pizza. You haven't had that yet, Eric. Yeah.
Okay, people out there that don't know what speedies are, maybe you better clear that up.
It is a marinated meat that is marinated in either Lupo Stalamita Speedy Sauce, which you can buy at a local Walmart, or the Reading, the New York State Fairgrounds Stalamita Speedy Sauce, which you can also pick up at your local Redner's or Walmart.
Local meaning local to New York.
No, local here now.
Oh, you can hear now.
You get it here now. I found it at Redner's the other week. The chicken marinade and the pork marinade. Mm-hmm. I'll score a couple. Yeah. They need to sponsor us is what they need to do.
Well, let's
how they get speed. They do mail this stuff.
Let's get a contact.
Yeah. You know? But yeah, Speedies are marinated meat, and it's on a hoagie roll, a sub roll, and it's packed with marinated Speedies. It's cooked on a charcoal.
Maybe we get a case of this for the bounce.
Yeah, that'd probably work. And like
work.
5 pounds of chicken. You know? And let me tell you, once you eat one and you go to see, on your way to Syracuse, anything up past Binghamton, you could stop right there and pick it up and get right back on the highway.
There you go.
That's how easy it is.
Nice.
You know? So on your way to Thunder Mountain for Bette Dale's show, you can stop and get a speed.
Oh, is that what we were talking about? We were talking about Thunder Mountain. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be a killer show. Hats off to Dale, man. And we have to get Mr. Spoonhour on. There's a good story here about this racetrack. And Eric Whip has been there. He ran at 600 there before.
Well.
And it's death-defying down the back straightaway.
Do you think we want to have him on the show sometime?
Yeah, we need to get Mr. Spoonhour on. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, we're going to I'll have to put a contact in for Dale and get that contact info.
Yeah. Brett, if you're listening, shoot it our way.
Yeah. What's up, Dale?
We want to have him on the show.
So, I think, I'm not kidding you, man. That's going to be a big show, man. There ain't enough parking in that place already. I could see it.
They'll be bussing him in from the Speedy's parking lot.
Downtown Lyle. Yeah. See, we got towns that don't even have red lights in them.
That's what I like.
Yeah, you know. So that's how we is. You know.
Right.
So. All right. If you're a late model fan, you probably had some pretty. What'd you think of the coverage on MAB TV?
I thought that was pretty good. I enjoyed that. It was a good race, mm-hmm. Right? What night was that?
That's Thursday.
Thursday night was.
So, yeah. I'm late models, man. They put on some racing.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and they make good. They pay lots of money for late model.
I somebody's gonna have to get me around this whole thing. How late models can demand so much cash? Because I just don't get it. I mean, sprint cars don't even get the cash that these guys get, right? Am I right with that?
Right, you're right. You're right. I mean, sprint car has the month of money.
Yeah.
Late models race for 30, 40, 50 thousand.
They got the season of money.
Season. The whole season. I don't think there's many races that are less than 10 grand.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty amazing. I like the late models. So. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we had racing Sunday night. Darryl Lanigan picked up Union Kentucky, that'd be the Kentucky Colonel.
That's right.
They got killer nicknames, them late model guys.
They do.
They do got killer nicknames, man.
Like O'Neill's is.
Yeah.
What is O'Neill?
Don O'Neill. Oh, there's Mr. Smooth.
Mr. Smooth.
Mr. Smooth. Mm-hmm. The Newport Nightmare. Billy Owens. You know. You know. The Kentucky Colonel. You know. You know, and we got contacts, dude. We're going to have to get some of them late model guys on. You know. I'm excited for that.
Well, Super Sub Shepherd.
Yeah.
He won Saturday night's event. Brandon Shepherd, he was in the Rocket Chassis house car. Yeah. Now I'm trying to think of who.
Josh Richards' own car.
Oh, right. Josh, he has
Rocket,
unknown
yeah.
health
unknown
issues.
Health issues, yeah. That's the championship car from last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So, you know that's a piece. You know?
And then they had Friday night also. Brady Smith. Now, Brady Smith, he's a PA guy, right? Am I right with that?
I think Western PA, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. He's from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Right, Brady Smith's from
Wisconsin. Great models are big out west, man. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is with them. You know?
So they're, you know, they're off and running.
We're off and running. I mean, unfortunately, we're not running Lincoln this week, but there's always next week.
Now, in the area auto, which is not quite out in the newsstands yet, but Todd Heinzelman had reported that Alan Kreitzer, on his way up from Florida, he had talked to him Monday. And, you know, as of yesterday, they were still not committed to canceling that show for Saturday. He wanted to see the grounds and make his own decision. Well, I think that decision was made for him.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do, you know?
Not much.
Can't not much you can do, man. You just got to bite the bullet. Go on.
Yeah.
So we're throwing it out. Who wants to go to S&S Saturday night?
Trying to get a gang together.
Trying to get a gang together to go to S&S Saturday night.
Before we get back to you, the Birchkill Schuylkill Heating Association 29th Annual Reading Legends Reunion and Car Show will have started Sunday, February 23rd.
That'd be next Sunday.
Yeah. So they've got events planned for all next week. They got alley racing on Sunday, on the 24th, Monday. That's Sportsman Late Model Roadrunner and Street Stock Night. And it just goes on and on and on all week. This is Bob Miller's show, which he's partnered with Brett Deo and are promoting. And on Friday the 28th, there's going to be a 25-year Thunder on the Hill Racing Series salute, commemorating Mr. Miller's 25 years of affiliation with the Thunder on the Hill Series, and that's good stuff.
Yes,
also
that's going to be cool.
It's going to be Don Marks Memorial Award and Gus Bartending at Applebee's. I think that's the night we're going to hit it up.
Yeah, Friday you're going to hit up Friday. Mm-hmm.
Well, they got Modified Madness on Thursday. They got the Action Track stuff on the Wednesday the 26th. It's a small car night. URC 305 Sprint Car Night is on Tuesday the 25th. So it's
a cool show.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. One of the best.
Good show.
Yeah.
You know. Good show.
What else is going on, Whip? Anything good?
I don't know. I'm just looking. Is that kid who just got the pole? Is that the him right there? Is that the Dylan?
Yeah, that's the Dylan. Yeah.
All right. And I don't care what you say. The fix is in on that.
Not
that's
going
all
there,
I'm
Whip.
That's
not
all
going.
I'm saying. Yeah. It's cool to see it back, but hey, you know. But the biggest news of the week so far for me is Kinzer winning.
I think so. That's the number one story for me.
Yeah, that's number one for me.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he's old, man. He's the old man. He's still got it.
He's on the farewell tour. You know what they said? There's a lost and found section affiliated with those guys right now. Steve Kinzer and Donnie Schatz have showed up with losing some weight. Both of them have lost some weight over the off season.
Wow.
Maybe. The bad news is, and they say Jason Size has found it.
Well, I believe it. Yeah. Wow. Stewart got him on the program, on the weight loss program.
I guess.
Maybe they're not sitting around drinking soda cookies.
Okay.
And eating bonbons all night.
And there you have it. Well, what do you want to do? You want to take a break here?
Yeah, let's do a break. What's Joey want to do? You're part of the show.
I think we should probably take a break. And I didn't get a chance to announce this at the beginning of the night. We are going to have none other than New Egypt Speedway's announcers, Nitro Nick Leach and Pistol Pete Wortman. So we're going to get those guys on the phone in the next few minutes. And talking to those guys is always a lot of fun. So they had a lot of things cooking there at New Egypt Speedway in 2014. So kind of curious and anxious to get to talk to those guys. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So hang on tight for some more Lowdown and Dirty, and we'll be back in a few. We've got to sell some products.
Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117 or visit them on the web at www.diamonddisposalllc.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Lowdown and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a one-month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Lowdown and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back. Cadence Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cadence uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Lowdown and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs. pizza, wraps, and paninis. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar are open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wingman Bar and Grill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover and downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. We have some more Lowdown and Dirty for you. A couple announcements here I'm going to get to before we roll in with Nick Leach and Pete Wortman from New Egypt Speedway. First of all, I want to wish one of our very, very good friends of Lowdown and Dirty here, Mr. Brian Fritz, a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday. Thank you so much for coming out and joining us tonight. Somebody just stole a chip from me, and that is not cool.
Boy, I would never do anything like that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Brian has been helping the 81 Bailey team for more than a month, but less than 100 years, I think, somewhere in there.
How many years, Brian?
No. How many years have you been with Bailey's team? 11 season.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
He has another record, though.
He has another record that will blow your mind.
All right, what's the record?
26th year? 27 years in May, that man has not missed a Saturday night at Grandview Speedway. That is sacred right there, man.
That's amazing.
That is sacred.
That is absolutely amazing.
I don't know. I don't think I've been in the pits a lot. I've been down here for Grandview. I don't think there's anybody who could touch that.
I don't think so.
Chico could probably touch it, right?
Chico? No.
Could he touch that record?
Yeah. Chico may have been there a week or two before the place was built. It's possible. Oh, it's possible.
We might have to run a contest on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, and congratulations, happy birthday, and all that kind of fun stuff. I do have an announcement to make from our old friend, and I do emphasize the word old, Mr. Joe Ezer Finelli. The T&W Racing Team is having a beef and beer March 1st at the Hanover Inn from 7 to midnight. You beef beer, bunch of raffles, DJ. You can sign Geezer's helmet to ride with the Geezer all season long. Lots of fun stuff going on there. Special thanks to Taylor White, Wanda Brown, Crazy, Tracy McQuaid, Randy Dow, with J&H Boss, Delaware Valley Aluminum, Hose and Sack Hooker Club, and Stone Air Incorporated. Some raffle items include gift cards from Pro Web Design, Hose and Sack Hooker item, Georgia Pete gift cards, and a bunch more. Geezer also informs me that Carmen Electric and Jenna Jameson are going to be special guests. And we don't believe everything Geezer says. So I'm sure Donkey will be there. Geezer's there, the Donkey. The Donkey will be there. Yeah, so get out there and support the great, great team. Geezer's a friend of mine, friend of the show. If you have not met this gentleman, do yourself a favor. Get out there. He's a great guy. He's one of the best guys you want to meet in the racing business right now. He's just a lot of fun to hang out with. Whether he comes in first, last, or anything. Well, he never comes in first. Let's just get that straight. He
always gives a first-class effort.
He does. He really does. No, he's a good guy. So that's the announcements for that. So we're going to roll in here with Nick Leach and Pete Wortman. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Thank you so
much. I'm not so glad to be here, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm not real happy to have you on either, Nick.
Folks,
I don't think I'm not doing cartwheels over here.
That's Nick Leach right there.
It is an absolute pleasure to have Pete on. It's fair, at best, to have Nick Leach on.
Well, now you got his phone number. You don't need me anymore. That's fine.
I know, but I felt bad for you, so I figured, I'll just roll with it since you gave
me his phone number. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. You know I love you, Nick. I'm just picking on you as well as you're going to be picking on me. Guys, you got a pretty stringent deal going on down in New Egypt this year. What are some of the highlights that we can look forward to in the 2014 season?
Go ahead, Pete.
I thought you were going to answer it.
I mean, if you got your computer up,
I don't need a computer. Do I need a computer, Joe?
No, you don't.
Mostly what the fans are going to be looking forward to, I would think, would be the World of Outlaws coming back again this year. They're there on Tuesday, May 20th. With their only appearance in New Jersey.
Right.
And then this year we decided to go back with USAC again, too, right, and have both of them. And they're going to be 2 weeks apart. That's Thursday, June 5th.
That is absolutely amazing.
That's the show.
That's the show right there.
That is awesome.
That's the show. Thank you for coming on Club Eddie Storm.
And that's been a real popular show, and you know, backed by popular demand. The fans were really asking for it, so we decided to do both of them this year. And that night with USAC, the support division is going to be ARDC this year.
That'll be a fabulous show.
I'm there, man.
Yeah, we're there.
We're there. We're coming for that, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, they'll remember my phone number for that date, won't you?
Yeah, Nick, get ready. We're here.
I'll remember it for a couple more, too, Nicky.
Your dad.
You got some room up there in the booth for us, don't you, bud?
Sure,
come on, you know,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. I always have room for you. Nikki's up there, so it doesn't really matter.
Thank you, Pete. See, I do have your number now, and I'm pretty much probably just going to delete Nick right out of my phone this evening, so this works out great for everybody.
Nice.
Yep, this works out great.
Here's my number.
You are planning to kick off the 2014 season next week, March 1st, with the March Madness Meltdown, the Wintergreen 50 for the Modifieds, and a tip-off 25 for the Sportsman at 2
o'clock.
That
is correct.
How's everything looking down there at the Speedway? In your opinion, do you think we can get this to go if all the stars and moons and sun all line up in the right way?
If the weather for this coming weekend continues for a week, I think we'll be in good shape. It's supposed to be 55 here on Friday.
Beautiful.
But we need to. It's the March Madness Meltdown. Well, we need to melt down some snow to get the track clear. I'm sure he's got it plowed off at this point, but we need a little help from Mother Nature. Absolutely.
We all do. It's and speaking of the weather, it's on everybody's mind. It's everywhere. You guys are over there in Jersey, and you got hammered just as much as we do. Are you guys completely fed up with it just as bad as we are?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so done with this. It's incredible.
No, I love it because I get to play off snow and make money.
Well, that's great. That means that Nick can buy us dinner after the races again.
Good idea.
Hey, he found your phone number again.
Yeah. So I'm keeping you, brother.
Yeah, I know. I'm good for something.
I will say this, in Nick's defense, and everybody, the entire staff at New Egypt Speedway, the gang here from Low Down and Dirty, paid a visit. We tried to do a show down there live during a Tuesday night show. Unfortunately, we had some bad internet connections, and it just didn't go through. But I say this from the bottom of my heart. We were treated absolutely like royalty down there. And all of us here at Low Down and Dirty greatly appreciated Nick and Pete and just everybody and the staff. Fred, everybody was excellent.
Yeah.
The facility is top-notch. If you've never been to New Egypt Speedway, you got to get down there. It's an amazing place. The lights, the atmosphere, it's unbelievable. And we hung out after the races, and we actually did go to dinner with Nick, and Nick did buy for all of us.
Yeah, I
only done it because I knew you guys would run us in the ground if we didn't treat you right. Remember what I told you before the night started, Pete? I said, these guys are going to come up there, treat them right, because if not, they're going to run us in the ground so bad we're going to need a backhoe to get out.
I treat everybody right when you come to New Egypt.
We have nothing bad to say about Pete at all. It's just,
I don't know about you two. I was treated like a king. I got to interview the winner, man, J.J. Grasso.
You did. Yeah, Nick was kind enough to turn the mic over to you, and you interviewed the 410 winner, and it was just awesome stuff, man. It was an epic night at New Egypt Speedway for us.
Well, and guys, you're welcome to come back anytime you want. And, you know, we've interviewed J.J. so many times over the years. Anybody can interview him at this point.
That's awesome.
He seems to have our track figured out pretty well.
He does. He definitely has his act together and dialed in for your Speedway.
Whip, did you ever get a paycheck for that night?
No, I didn't need one. I really didn't need one that night. That was cool enough.
You did that in gratis. Yeah, that was all.
I even went and bought my own New Egypt Speedway shirt so I looked professional in Victory Lane that night. Because Nick said you're going down to interview him. I'm like, I got to be professional here.
Yeah, because Nick certainly would not share one of those fancy sublimation printed shirts that he has.
Well, two of us can fit in that. I mean, me and Whip could have both been in the same shirt. It wouldn't have been a problem.
But, yeah, I mean, I just want to say hats off and thank you very much, Nick, for letting me have that opportunity, man. That was awesome.
Nah, that's not a problem. We're all family, man. That's what it's all about. We all need to get along. We all need to do what we got to do, man. That's what it's all about.
When you go down to New Egypt, you will be treated like family. The folks are just great down there. I mean, you can strike up a conversation with anybody in the stands.
With anyone down there. The fans are very passionate. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just a
way to be anywhere. And when you go to the Hill, it's the same thing. I mean, you know, you got the people that have been here forever, and it's about racing, man, and that's what it should be about. You go there to watch good racing, and that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys got quite the rivalry down there, though, with the black hat and the white hat with Billy Pouch and Ryan Godown.
Yeah, we'll have that again this year, too, right, Pete? I mean, there's no changing. I mean, you got a couple other guys that are, you know, starting to come around. I mean, you know, we got a couple other good guys that in the field this year, and a couple guys are moving up, a couple sportsman guys are moving up, and it's going to be interesting. It's not easy with the 358s there. I mean, you know, a couple different guys are talking about, you know, you got to be on your game. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch a young gun like Ryan go after Billy every week. It's really a good-spirited rivalry, and it's a lot of fun to announce. I mean, you guys are in the media. You can imagine what it's like to announce that every week.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
With you even mentioning that, Pete, I mean, when you have good racing like that each and every Saturday night, it kind of makes your job a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. And, you know, it's funny because I've been to other tracks, and I've been treated real well at other tracks, and mm-hmm. I enjoy every track I've ever announced that I enjoy announcing. But there's something special about New Egypt, and I know that's where I got my start, and I know that's where I am for the last 17 years. But there's just something about the door handle racing. There's always something going on to announce. At bigger tracks, they tend to spread out, and you really have to draw deep on what to announce.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. But you know how it is when you walk into a special place, you get that feeling. And I'll tell you, you do at New Egypt, right, Whip?
You get it. I mean, I coached the guru there for the first time ever this year, and he was blown away by the facility.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
It's got a special feel.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. The atmosphere is so cool because New Egypt is right on the main intersect, right off the road. So you can't drive by New Egypt without noticing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And the billboard's right there. And if you, like, hello, if you're not living under a rock. And the race is great, man. I mean, you guys get, you know, you got Blewett there, you know. Pouchy, Godown. I mean, that's just...
You got some of the best of the best. Yeah.
Yeah, and Jimmy Blewett has a whole other aspect to it, too. He has really stepped up, and he's going to be a regular this year where he's going to be trying for the championship. So that should be really interesting.
Yeah.
Weight added dimension.
I mean, I'm a Pouch fan, and I got to see him win 698 wins, but you guys got to see him win 700.
Without a doubt. Now, I'm gonna shift gears just a little bit here in that I think one of the big news stories coming out of New Egypt this winter was that New Egypt's going to have their own Race Saver division, okay? TSRS Club Management and the Speedway have split ways, and New Egypt is forming their own Race Saver division. Big news.
Yes.
Yeah, and Race Saver stayed on as a sponsor of it as well. And we have 13 races planned for what is now called the New Egypt Race Saver 305 Sprint Cars.
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
Tell us about how that's being received with the racers. You guys getting much input from outside the Speedway?
We're getting a lot of feedback, actually. You know, a lot of the guys really like racing in New Egypt or something. Like you said, there's something about the track, but it's also not hard on equipment either. When you crash, you may crash hard, but not as hard as if you're going down a real long straightaway. And you can save equipment a little easier that way. It's not as hard on your motor. But I'll throw two names at you that are going to be regulars with 305s this year, and that's one of them you probably guess is Neil Williams because he drives for Fred.
Yep. Right.
And he had a 410. They're going 305s this year.
Mm-hmm.
Neil the Wheel.
Neil the Wheel. That's right. Very good. And The other one, though, I don't know if you know he's got a 305 or not, and that's Jimmy Blewett. He's going to be a regular with the 305s, too.
We've seen that down in motorsports, man. That's a bad-looking ride.
Sure is.
No. Well, that's
kind of
right local
for everybody, too. I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of them guys don't want to travel down to Delaware and all that, and New Egypt's local for a lot of them guys. I mean, more than half the field, that's a local, that's like a hometown track for them, too. So it makes it pretty convenient for a lot of them guys.
Now, weren't there two ladies that ran in that division or sprint cars that were local to your area also? Do I have that?
Yeah,
right?
Even a mile away. Nandi Powell, my daughter's Stephanie and Erica. Erica's a school teacher and Stephanie's a hairdresser, and yeah, they come up the ranks through the quarter midgets and the micro sprints, and yeah, they're great. They're family. I mean, they're right down the street.
Are they going to be running 305s?
Yep. I mean, basically all of them are going to come to New Egypt. That's what they're saying anyhow, because they really don't want to do a whole bunch of traveling. I mean, and really our dates are not conflicting with any of the other ones, right, Pete? Our dates aren't conflicting with the other series. Am I correct or no?
Yeah, that's what I've been told. It was just that we parted ways with TSRS coming to New Egypt, but we're not conflicting with their dates. So they should be able to run both if they want to.
Right. Well, that's cool.
Works for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and we're a sanctioned track now for that. So
for race
savers. For race savers. So.
All right. Well, I don't think the track record of 13.340 is in jeopardy though in a 305.
No.
Yeah.
That's unanimous.
Yeah.
But
see,
I tell you what, it's a popular class. It's growing leaps and bounds.
Absolutely.
I mean, me and Pete seen them when they only have 5 cars, and now they bring 35, 40 cars with them. They put on a great show. The fans love it. So something about sprint cars at New Egypt that people love.
It's the configuration of that track, man. It just rocks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to have the 410 show again, the Jersey Rush show with Bob Miller and Lenny Sammons in August.
Right. That's where the track record of 13.340 could come back.
How do you know those numbers,
yep.
Whip?
It's in the book, man.
Oh, it's in the book.
One of the best shows ever, sprint car-wise, was when Tyler Walker was there. It was drizzling, and he won there. What a show he put on over there. Wow.
Yeah.
He
was 1999.
He'd be somebody, but, man, I mean.
Hey, what's your favorite race to ever announce at New Egypt Speedway?
My favorite race driver to announce at New Egypt.
You got one?
No.
Ever? I mean, like, through the years, you've been there for 17 years, there's got to be someone who's stuck out in your...
I always liked announcing Mr. Twister Mark Bittner.
There you go. Yeah.
That's a class. There's a lot of them. I mean, you know... I don't want to play favorites or anything. You know, look, announcing Billy Pouch after I grew up watching him, you know, is, you know, that's like a dream come true almost, you know.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, announcing Ryan from the start of his career as a sportsman driver.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't he start in street stocks, though? Didn't he go down and run a street stock?
Yeah. Actually, at East Windsor, I believe, before he came to our track.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I remember the first year I announced at the end of the year that motorsports, I had to get up like anybody wants to look at anybody but the girls during a break in the Miss Motorsports pageant. But I got to get up and present Kenny Brightbill with an award, and that was like real exciting for me. That was awesome.
That's cool.
Oh, that is cool stuff.
Well,
and when
people don't realize that we've never done it, Pete.
I know. No, I never announced until New Egypt 17 years ago.
I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Nikki and I and we've been partners the entire time, and there's not a lot of people who can say that either.
Wow. You've been there too, Nick, for 17 years.
Yeah, me and Pete, and there's probably two other people that have been there the whole dirt era of New Egypt. There's only like three or four of us that have been there the whole time. That haven't missed the show.
Yep.
They get the clap for that.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Very commendable.
Yeah.
I mean, I missed one show when I took a nap in my dump truck and decided to roll it over, but
we'll forgive you for that.
Okay.
Wow.
He we'll couldn't get the medevac helicopter to bring him to the speedway. He would have been there.
Yeah, exactly.
Just drop me off down there, guys. I can still do this.
Yeah, the lights are on. They're racing.
They're racing.
Yeah, exactly.
They got paramedics there, you know?
Yeah.
I will say this. I mean, you can tell you guys have been together for a long time. You have great chemistry together. And as much as Nick and I pick on each other, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him, and it blows my mind how well-received Nick is with the fans. It is just – everybody loves you down there, Nick. It's just unbelievable.
I try to get Pete out there once in a while. You know, Pete's kind of, you know –
he's safe in his box up there.
Yeah,
hey, that's a tough act to follow.
He's a stat man, too. He knows all the stats. He keeps all the stats and does all the stuff. He's the guy that's in my ear that keeps me under control sometimes when I go off the beaten path, but that's what makes it work because he's totally different than I am, and we have a lot of fun together. And, you know, the one year we had another guy there with us, and I didn't realize how much I missed being out there with the crowd until I went out there when Bill missed a couple shows, and then Pete said, you know what, Nick, that's where you need to be. You don't need to be up there playing with the computer. You need to be back out there. And then Bill decided to go back to Bridgeport, and now he's going to have a bigger deal down there because it's only going to be him and somebody else. But Jeff's going to Grandview, and I wish him a lot of luck going there and taking over Ernie's spot, which is big shoes to fill. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I still want to see Wimp there in Victory Lane, and that's another vote that we got to put forward to Grandview because there's no way that Wimp should not be in Victory Lane at Grandview. That's a crime in itself. Somebody should go to jail for that if he's not in Victory Lane. That's terrible.
Wow,
that's
very nice. Thanks, your kind words. We appreciate your kind words for that. That is amazing.
Him not being in Victory Lane is me not being in Victory Lane in New Egypt. Same deal, man. Same deal.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, I tell you what we're going to do, gentlemen. If you can hang on the line, we're going to take a brief break here to get some advertisers out there. If you guys can both hang on the line, we'll come back to you. And hang on and stay tuned for some more Lowdown and Dirty. We'll be right back with you here in a few short moments.
Sounds great.
Hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Low Down and Dirty.
We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serve the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and panini. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wingman Bar and Grill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops in Upper Hanover and downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Lowdown and Dirty. Our guests this evening are Pete Wortman and Nick Leach, both announcers from the New Egypt Speedway. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Well, hello, Joe. I hear you guys ordering wings and all kinds of good stuff. Yeah, sure. Order all that stuff while the fat man's on the other end of the phone and can't reach him.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you were here, I would have ate before I came because I can't afford to feed you, bro.
Yeah, see, that ain't right, Joe.
I
that
can't.
Ain't right. I'll wait until I get over the airwaves and tell everybody that cheap vinyl you're using this year.
Wow.
They already know it. It makes them come back for more.
Okay, that poor kid that works on Bailey's car probably got to replace the vinyl every other lap on that car.
Yeah, I don't know anything. It's called job security.
Well, yeah, there you go. There you go. Most cheap sign guys say the same stuff.
Well, most of us sign guys are nuts from dealing with racers all the time, so it just happened.
We talked about that, didn't we, Joe?
Yes, we did. We had a nice little chat about that last night, and I got
to
tell you, you get it.
Don't we?
Yeah, you get it. You definitely
yes,
get it.
Yes, I do
Nick.
Get it.
You have a very deep understanding.
Yep.
Hey, guys, you got an event coming up this week, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
We have our winter jam, right, Pete?
That's correct. Friday night, right, Nick?
Yep.
Oh. Where's that at?
That's right up the road. It's at Gambler's Ridge, right, Nick?
Yeah, Gambler's Ridge. It's like at the golf course there, and they have a little bar there, and the people can come and get their licenses and their parking spots, and they can come and get their season passes and stuff. The fans can mingle with the drivers. I mean, a couple of our drivers are in Florida. Neil Williams and P.J. Oliver, and I think Bouch is in Florida this year. And
yes,
that's the first time he's been there in a while, right? He wasn't there last year, right?
No,
I don't think he has been down for a while. As far as the parking spots go, gentlemen, is it a first-come, first-serve, or is someone that's been there for a while that they sort of get first dibs on their existing parking spot?
You can have your old spot back because of the every other week thing, Joe. They kind of... a sportsman guy will share with a modified guy on the off weeks, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So you kind of get your same spot back. It's pretty good that way. Then on some of them special shows, it's kind of like an open pit thing. So it works out pretty good.
Great. Good stuff. Now, we talked about all this bad weather and everything going on here. We have I'm looking outside the Wingman Bar and Grill here in East Greenville, and there's piles of snow literally 10 feet tall, and it's been a very, very wet winter, and we're not used to that. We haven't had this much moisture for the past 3 or 4 years, and it's probably going to greatly affect the track surfaces, as not just New Egypt, but every track that's opening up on the East Coast here within the next month or so. And I just kind of want to let the fans know that are listening here, don't expect great racetrack the first month or so.
No.
Well, if you go on the internet, okay, only New Egypt will have a bad track. Trust me.
Oh,
I guarantee you that. Every other track will be perfect but New Egypt, because that's how that works. But that's just the way it works, and that's how it works. So we're used to that. We got thick skin, so.
You just have some special, very observant fans.
You know, the weather, you can't fight Mother Nature. It's the way it's going to be. And you know, guys, your veteran guys will tell you, hey, when Reading first opened, there was giant holes. I mean, I talked to Jimmy Horton, the race that he won with Dieter Smith's car. You know, he said, oh, these guys are complaining about it being this and that. He goes, I remember at Reading, there was 2-foot holes in the track. You know, mm-hmm. When you open early, this is what happens.
You're exactly right.
He goes, and if you don't, we're all on the same track. It ain't like I'm driving on a smooth track and they're driving on a holy track. He said, I just say the track gets religious and it gets holy. That's all I say. I don't say nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, the holes are there. Drive around them.
Well, sometimes you can't.
You know, it's funny you say that. I always remember a famous quote from Doug Wolfgang. He said, you know, the track's the same for all of us. If I beat the track, I'll beat the competition.
That's very true. Yeah.
He told me one time, I went to Port Royal when they had, you know, modified there, and I was up against the fence, and it was rough. And I knew who he was, and I'm standing next to him in the hall, this guy. And I said, wow, the track's a little rough. He goes, don't matter. He said, when they slow down, I go faster. I said, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I mean, my job's great. I get to interview all my heroes from when I was a kid. So you talk about favorite guys to talk to and stuff. I've relived my dream over and over again every week over there.
That is pretty cool stuff. It's kind of neat when you, like both of you guys have talked about growing up, watching modifieds and race cars and things like that, and now you get that opportunity to stick a microphone in front of maybe one of your childhood heroes' faces. It's pretty cool stuff. I know from the lettering business, I used to see some guys, and Jimmy Horton was always one of my favorites, and I got to letter some cars for him, and we ended up becoming very good friends, and we always say a lot of nasty obscenities to each other when we see each other. We usually see each other 3 or 4 times a year, and you know, it's all in good fun, and it's just something that you'll just always remember. It's really good stuff. And I will apologize to my listeners and those and the two gentlemen that are on the radio with us right now. We are at the Wingman Bar and Grill, and they do have about 5 or 6 TVs in here with the Olympics on. And there's a lot of yelling and screaming in the background if you're picking any of that up. So it's kind of loud here this evening. Everybody's
we're all right.
Joe, it's
that's all right. We're used to a loud crowd.
Yeah, we're used to people like that throwing
good
stuff
answer.
At us.
It's not the crowd. It's not the TVs. It is really the voices in Joe's head, those extra voices. If you know
well, I didn't want to say nothing.
I thought I had them under control.
No, we're good. Now, Jimmy Horton called me up for my birthday. That was cool. Him and Billy Cowles both called me up for my birthday.
And my wife said, you better
answer your phone. You got a special person calling you. I'm like, get out of here. And here it was Horton. I was like, wow, this is great. So,
that's nice stuff. There you go. That's
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is very cool.
Nick, all I got is a message on my cell phone that says he'll still do the show sometime. I saved that. You got me.
Now, I like you guys. You guys are family, man. But I mean, like, you guys always thought that I knew Joe all these years. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is. You know, we became friends, and that's how it is, man. That's the way it should be.
That was a very funny story. Nick and I conversed back and forth on Facebook a few times. We ended up exchanging phone numbers and talking a few times. And Nick and I just met face-to-face for the very first time last year at New Egypt. And Scotty and Whip thought that Nick and I were the best of friends for the past 25 years, and we just hit it off.
Well,
it was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, we heard the way you talked to each other on the phone, for crying out loud. We thought,
yeah.
You know. Hey,
Nick and I always have fun.
why don't you guys give us a lowdown on how the rotation works for the schedule? I mean, we got modifieds every week, right?
That's correct. And then pretty much all the other divisions rotate. Because we have the street stocks. We don't have late models anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That experiment has expired. It's a shame, too, because they put on a show. They really do. It's just, you know, we just didn't have the support. You know, New Jersey doesn't have late models. I mean,
right.
If you're coming, you got to come. I mean, look, we had a couple guys from Delaware, and we had a kid coming all the way from Baltimore, Maryland every week for a couple of years. You know, other than that, we had very few of them. So it's a shame, but we have the Crate Modifieds this year, which used to be called the Crate Sportsman. That's the new name now, which I like a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking 35 to 40 of them every week this year.
Fabulous.
That division had 30-plus last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have the regular sportsmen again. We're going to have the street stocks and the New Egypt Race Saver 305 Sprint. So pretty much, if you looked at the schedule, it goes the Crate Modifieds run with the street stocks, the sportsmen run with the street stocks, and the Crate Modifieds run with the sprinters. It's not always that way because of specific dates we want to get certain things in.
Right.
It throws the rotation off. And we have a couple of nights late in the season when we don't have modifieds and we have everything else.
Oh.
They're like fan appreciation nights.
Well, with that being said, this question is posed to both of you, Ben. You like the rotation. And I'll give you my opinion on this first, and this is just my opinion. I kind of like the rotation for the simple fact that it's going to be something fresh. I have noticed over the past 5 or 6 years of going to different racetracks and racing, I see a lot of the same drivers racing in the same circle and a lot of the same fans looking at those same drivers racing in the same circle. Do you think this is going to add a freshness to the sport and to New Egypt Speedway, or what's your take on that?
Yes. I like it a lot, and I'll give you a couple of reasons. One, it keeps it fresh for me as an announcer, but that's a selfish reason.
Yeah.
I think it keeps it fresh for the fans. I think you hit a great point there.
Mm-hmm.
It's something different every week, but it also allows guys, you know, those lower divisions, first of all, you don't want to have a million divisions in one night because it just makes the show too long.
Right.
Drags it out, and the fans get tired, and they can't get in the pits to see their favorite driver after the races because there's just too much going on. So this spreads it out. Second of all those support divisions are what support your track. They bring a lot of cars.
Yes,
they bring a lot of different fans. They bring a lot of family with them.
And they don't get paid much.
Then they don't get paid much. That's correct. So you want to do everything you can to support them. Well, this allows them to spend time with their family every other week or a couple weeks, you know, maybe 2 out of 5. And it also allows them time to get their car fixed and get back to the track without missing a race and
dropping
out of the points because they didn't have enough money to get their car fixed for 2 weeks.
Excellent point. You know, people don't realize this. There's, you know, locally here at Grandview, that it's a track that we're at because it's in our backyard, the Craig Von Dorans, the Dwayne Howards, the Def Strunks, we see these guys every Saturday night, and we've been seeing them for years and years and years. You know, unless there's a fluke rain out that is just like a monsoon starting on Thursday and they know that the weekend's going to be wiped out, none of these men have ever spent a weekend at the beach during the summer.
Yeah.
No.
Because
it's you're so locked in with this racing, especially when you get to that caliber where points are a concern, sponsors are definitely a concern, owners are a concern. You have to perform, you have to do this. And it, to a certain aspect, I mean, they're doing what they love to do, but at the same time, there's a certain sadness that comes along with that responsibility.
Yeah, and you know, we've actually picked a couple of weeks where we don't have modifieds. Where one of them, I think, we did it a couple of times to support other local tracks, and they did the same thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the situation anymore, although I could be wrong. But I see that the Saturday night this year in May, right before the World of Outlaws show, which is on a Tuesday, that Saturday night, we're headlining with ARDC and Crate Modifieds and Street Stars.
Yeah.
You know, we're giving the Modifieds a week off. That, you know, that way they get a rest, and, you know, the fans who can't afford to come to everything can plan to go to the World of Outlaws.
Well, I'm a big fan of this year. Just like you said, Pete, you know, with just regrouping and financing and everything like that, I think that's a great thing. We are inundated with so many weekday shows now, and spread so thin with this stuff here, and I think this is a very welcome thing to the sport.
Yeah, I noticed here, like, on July 12th, there's Christmas in July, Toys for Tots Toy Drive. That's a special night. Then you have some, and around the 4th, of course, you got your fireworks and things like that. But there's also nights where you discount admission for, like, free general admission for all students with a diploma. Pretty cool.
Yep, graduation night.
That's cool stuff.
We've done that to celebrate the graduates the last numerous years, right, Nick?
Yeah, we've done that.
That's June 28th.
Yep.
And then later on in July 26th, arrive on your motorcycle and receive half-price admission. How awesome is that?
That's bike night. And we've combined that with powder puff night, which is something that they used to do at all the tracks back in the 60s. And we brought it back, I guess, the first year we ran dirt back in 98, I think. And I know we got away from it for a couple of years, but we've had it back now for 4 or 5 years, and the girls love that. I don't know how much the husbands and fathers love that.
Well, we have Little League night, and we have NFL night. If you wear your NFL apparel, you get $3 off, and then baseball night, you get $3 off on that night too. If you wear your Yankees jersey or whatever you're going to wear. I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm a Philly fan. But
there you go.
Pete's a Giants fan. Scrub.
Hey, I'm a Giants fan.
Yeah,
there
you go. Big blue,
I'm
baby.
I'm a Cowboy fan, so just hang
in. There was always something about Nick.
Yeah.
There you go.
Besides him just being a pain in the butt.
Right. Yeah. He's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Well, that explains it.
I can't help it. I can't help it. Stop.
You were born and raised in this area. That's a violation, Nick.
I know it's a violation, but see, let me tell you how I became a Cowboy fan.
Oh, boy.
No.
No.
All right. Screw you then.
No, please.
Go ahead,
please like this, my friend.
No, I'm not telling you now. You can figure it out on your damn self, damn
it. We'll get it out of you one day.
See, this is why I love Nikki. He just.
I was little, I liked the Cowboys. Since I was like 10 years old.
Were you ever little?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I was little. You know what? I'm trying to be politically correct here.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. You know
please.
What, Joe?
What,
buddy? You see the commercial I make for Adam's Lettering. You'll see. You can go right on Facebook, on South Jersey Dirt, your favorite webpage. You'll see.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Just piling on now.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I think, Pete, I think you better change the subject here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how about
them
Phillies?
Yeah, about them Phillies. They suck too.
Yeah. I'm a Mets fan. Please, let's not go there.
I used to be a Mets fan.
Gee.
Yeah.
Misery loves company there.
Please, let's go back to racing.
Yeah. We got a Cowboys fan and a Mets fan. Boy,
this is terrible.
We just cancel this show. Not even our.
Hey, I'm a Joe Adams fan, and that's all I need to be.
Oh, see now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
That's all I need to be.
That's right.
You know, got to be a member of the gay coalition once in a while.
You know,
there's nothing wrong with that. Show your colors and wear them proudly.
That's right, baby. There's nothing wrong with that.
Why'd they pick the rainbow?
I don't know. Because it's Jeff Gordon. And I'm a Gordon fan, so there you have it.
Well, that explains more things.
Don't start. I gotta wish my wife a happy birthday. Her birthday is Friday. I gotta wish her a happy birthday. I told her I would. So, thank you guys for giving me that opportunity.
Happy birthday.
Stay away from my wife, Joe.
And God bless you. my dear, for putting
you,
up with
dear.
This gentleman.
Yeah, okay. My nephew told me to tell you hello, Joe, by the way.
Oh, yeah. How's your nephew doing?
You know, what, is he listening?
I don't know if he's listening or not. He may be. No, he should be.
Oh,
I don't know
I'm
if
sure
he's listening or not.
Frantically applying vinyl to something at this point in time, I guess, right?
Yeah, that nephew. I know which one you're talking about. Custom Kenny?
Custom Kenny.
No, he's probably fixing some toilet somewhere in the apartment complex.
You're that or watching, like, I don't know, American Idol or something tonight. I just spoke to Custom Kenny here a little bit today, and he sent me a text. And he is much like you. He is not afraid to tell me that he loves me.
Oh, God.
I'm flattered.
You got as many men loving you as the women, Joe. What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm very flattered.
I want to tell you guys that you probably didn't notice, but I'm going to tell you, Pete works for Hers Potato Chips.
Yes, I do.
I did know that, yes.
So when you guys come, tell them to bring you some samples. Take care of you boys.
Yes.
He usually brings me some stuff up in the tower. They got some good stuff over there, and that's Pennsylvania-based place, right, Pete?
That's correct.
See that?
Yeah. I'm going to have to set Nancy up for her birthday now, I suppose.
Yes. You know, that was a setup for you, Pete.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I was figuring Nick has big plans for her birthday. He's probably going to take her to the Winter Jam in Louisa.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking her to the Winter Jam, and I'm going to throw her out on the golf course, take her ride on the golf course.
I figured this all out, Pete. I know what the big plan is. The big plan is to take her to the Winter Jam, and in severe hope that you show up with gobs and gobs of free samples. So that'll be her dinner, and he's just
No. I'm taking my girlfriend, Holly, out Friday night, and I'm leaving Nancy home because I know she's listening. My girlfriend Holly Dubell and a couple of my other friends are listening. I have my groupies, Joe. Now, you ain't the only one that's got groupies.
These people actually admit to being friends with me?
Yeah, Corey Potts, one of them young girls you see me hanging out with. They're my
How would you
tonight.
Pay them?
Huh? I pay them a lot of money.
I figured.
Is Holly... Is Holly Miss New Egypt?
No, she's not a Miss New Egypt. She's
okay.
Just a diehard Go Down fan, and okay. her best friend Corey is a Go Down fan. And Corey just lost her dad, who was a great guy. His name was Greg. He was a great race car fan, and we miss him a lot. And they're going through some hard times. So
yes, God bless her. All of us here at Lowdown and Dirty
family in our prayers.
Yes.
Good people, man. Good race people. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for mentioning that. We seem like we've had way too much of that this
yeah.
Week. I don't
yeah,
know.
We've been making
yeah.
a lot of those announcements, and it's getting
yeah.
old really
Thanks.
Quick. I know
Thanks.
We all get a turn at it, but
yep.
you know, it doesn't need to be this frequent.
Now, cancer, you know, he didn't die from cancer, but cancer is a terrible thing. I lost a couple of people to that, and it's,
yeah.
it hits everybody. It's not prejudice.
It does.
It's
no, it's not.
You know?
It knows no boundaries, no colors. I too, lost my father to cancer a little over 3 years ago, and it is a very, very debilitating disease, and when you see someone go through it, you tend to get a little bit of a different perspective on life.
Oh, yeah.
To be perfectly honest
with you.
You've
got to take your time with the people that are around you, and let
you
them
do.
Know how much you care about them, because
yep.
one day they're not going to be there. So, you know.
That's right.
Good point, Nick.
Good point.
Yeah. And that's
he
why I want to tell
I
you,
am
Nick.
About that.
That's why yeah. I want to tell you, Nick, right here in the air, that I love you, brother.
I love you too, Joe. I love you, Whip, and Dealey. I love you guys, you know.
Thanks, man.
And, you know, we'll all get together, and, you know, we'll all get to clap together. How about that?
Yeah.
yeah. That clap goes around.
It does
clap
go around.
Goes around.
You make it sound
clap,
so good.
Pete
has never got the clap, Joe.
Since you are part of this deal right now, we're going to give Pete the clap right now.
Yeah,
we're
going to
give
him
the clap. And we're going to tell Pete that we love him, too.
Now you can say you got the clap, Pete.
Very much
love you guys,
to
too.
Pete.
It's just a love fest here, isn't it?
I tell you what, man, this is just unbelievable.
This is like Woodstock, Pete, but over in Pennsylvania.
Well,
yeah.
I'm looking at it more like gay porn, but if you want to call it Woodstock, that's
Woodstock
fine.
Theory. I'm not
All right, let me get my pants down, Joe. Hold on.
They just lost half their listeners. Come on.
I know.
Yeah, but
they can't
yeah, but we,
see it, Pete.
See, this is
they
what I was afraid of. This is what
they
I was afraid of.
They can't see it, Pete.
Yeah.
It's not live.
See, this is why
that.
You never This is why you never go more than 15, 20 minutes of the pop with us.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know what? And I thought for some reason tonight was going to be different, but
Yeah, Scotty and I talked about it a little bit, and we kind of knew going into it tonight that that Nikki was going to cause a little bit of trouble. So we kind of
It's all my fault, Joe.
Well,
it's
absolutely.
All my fault.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just a follower, Nikki.
Well, I heard your middle name is Trouble, Joe.
Oh,
I don't know who your sources are. I'm not real sure about that.
Well, no. Nikki, but that's all right.
He's been under the bus.
Yep.
Hey, I tell you what we're going to do here, gentlemen. We're going to take another short break here and come back and finish out with you guys. And can you hang on the line for another few minutes with us?
No, I'm done with you guys. You're going to railroad me enough. Jeez, oh, man.
All right, see you, Nick.
Yeah, I'm here. It's just a wine fest with you.
Yeah, I know. I've had enough. Right. I'm done with you.
Okay, at during
you got
break,
me, Joe. I'm all good.
During
thank
break,
you. I appreciate that, Pete.
We want you to adjust your attitude.
Okay, I'm adjusting.
Never gonna happen.
I'm adjusting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That a boy, Nick.
Very hard to believe.
Whip, you
very
get your bat out and start swinging.
Well, hang on tight there, gentlemen, and ladies and gentlemen listening. So we're going to take a brief break here, and we're going to be back with some more Lowdown and Dirty in just a few short moments.
For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, place right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here in-house at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back. Cajun's Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cajun's uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cajun's Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cajun's Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cajunscandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/ Cajun's Candle.
I'm Billy Dunn, and when I'm not on the loud pedal, I'm listening to Low Down and Dirty.
All right, welcome back to some more Low Down and Dirty. As I said before, our guests tonight are Pete Wortman and Nick Leach from New Egypt Speedway. And when we were down there last year, guys, visiting you guys, Fred Vasling, the owner of the Speedway, and you guys were telling us the vast improvements that were made at the Speedway. And can we expect to see any new improvements this year? And what exactly did they do last year?
It's Valsing.
Valsing, I'm sorry.
And I heard this ad while we were on the break. Love the A, and the A will love you back.
That's right.
Where's Whip at?
Right here. Right here.
Are you close to Joe at all?
Yeah.
Hit him as hard as you can.
He can't reach me.
Oh, jeez.
Smack.
I can't say it because I have, I can't believe that ad. Anywho, no, we added the big billboards, you know, from turn two all the way around the back stretch in the three and four.
Nice.
And everybody,
yeah.
And everybody thought that, you know, that wasn't going to work out. It wasn't going to hold, you know, cars were going to go flying through it. But it was tested pretty good, and that worked out. And then he had the sprinkler system installed for when, you know, the track wasn't open at night, they would come on and saturate the track and put the moisture in it.
Now, Nikki, that sprinkler system, I know you explained it to me, but for the fans out there, that sprinkler system it isn't just a garden hose with a couple of holes poked in it and let the water trickle out. This thing goes around the entire speedway. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's all computer-generated. It's in certain spots of the track, in the corners and on the front stretch. And you know,
so in other words, you don't have to soak the entire track all at once. If you just want to do the corners and saturate that, you can certainly do that at will.
Yeah, and then if you know it's going to be, you know, really, really hot, you can set a timer, set on a timer. That thing can run at night while you're sleeping and come in the morning and the track would be watered down as if you were running a water truck all day.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, he spent a lot of coin doing that. He's got the camera set up on every inch of the track so he can see every inch of the track. And what they're working on now is trying to get a setup to where you could have New Egypt Speedway on your iPhone where you could watch it sitting at home. So he's trying to work on an app for your iPhone. They're trying to do that. And they just added a quarter midget track to the racetrack. So they're working on that, too.
Great. Now, when can we expect to see quarter midget racing?
Well, we're trying to work it for this year. And supposedly, you know, we're going to have it to where the kids are going to run early Saturday morning from, say, like 10 o'clock to like 3 in the afternoon right before the big track opens up. And then hopefully it'll stay and watch the big cars run.
Great idea. And where exactly is this quarter midget track going to be located in addition to the speedway configuration that you have right now?
It's probably going to be directly behind it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's directly behind it, isn't it?
Yes. It's either directly behind it or right off as you come into the pit, as you come into the parking lot to go into the pit area.
Uh-huh.
Over in that area there. And
I believe
it's done. I don't know if they've done all the fencing and all that, but I know that I saw pictures Wayne showed me at the banquet that he cut it with the grader already.
Great. Now, this may be a foolish question, but this is a dirt quarter midget track and not an asphalt track, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, very good.
That was a foolish question.
It was a foolish question, but I just wanted to clarify. What quarter midget sanctioning body will you be affiliated with, if any?
That I don't know.
I think there's New Jersey QMA or something that used to run at ACCO. I think the ACCO track is I'm not sure on this, so don't quote me on it. But I don't know if the ACCO track is going to be still in existence, so I think we're probably going to get the cars from there.
Fantastic.
Well, guys, you know that, I mean, a lot of racers have a hard time when their kids start running quarter midgets. Some of them stop racing because they want to spend time with their kids, and they want to take them and work them up through the ranks. Well, this gives them the opportunity to do it without having to worry about being somewhere else that night.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea,
let's just face it, a lot of racers that have
you know, boys and girls, the kids want to get involved. They see Daddy doing it every Friday and Saturday night, and they want to be part of the deal. So I think this is a win-win situation with you guys putting Twitter as a track.
Absolutely.
Have you heard any rumblings about what kind of car counts you can expect on Saturday?
What, did you guys get that? Sorry, did we
talking about car counts?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty noisy.
Very noisy.
I think, you know, we got a couple sportsman guys moving up, so I think we're probably going to be right in the same area that we were, between 25 and 30, you know, modifieds. You know, because between the both tracks, between Bridgeport and us, we're fighting for the same 1,000 fans, and we're fighting for the same 30 cars, and, you know, it's just guys that don't like New Egypt aren't going to come to New Egypt, and guys that don't like Bridgeport, it's just the same deal. It's just that's just the way it is. Everybody thought in a perfect world that if we ran separate nights, but there's guys that just won't come and race at New Egypt that just can't get a hold of it, and then there's guys that just won't go to Bridgeport for the same reason, whether it be blowing a motor up or eating up tires or whatever. And, you know, that's why there's 50 selections in the jukebox. You get to
that's
do
true.
What you want. You know,
that's
and I don't want to see any track close. Yeah. I don't want to see any track suffer. So they got their deal. They got their cake, and we got our cake, and we'll put our candles on and do what we got to do and let them do what they got to do.
Cool.
Yeah, I definitely think you're going to see a better car count than last year. I mean, last year was the first year we ran small blocks.
Right.
We started out with 20, and then we kind of ran around 18 a week. But this year I think you're going to see a full field. I think we'll be mid-20s. There are some
Beautiful.
Guys returning, I think. I know there were some other guys talking about coming to our track. I don't have the names. I haven't been able to get them yet. But there are two sportsman guys, one moving up, and that's Kevin Vaklavicek, and one coming back after he took a year off, and that's young Danny Buck, who was a former rookie champion, who is a he ran modifieds with us, and then he didn't run with us last year, I don't think. He's coming back this year.
Awesome. Good stuff. Yeah, last year the rumbling with you guys going to the small block division, there was, you know, everybody was up in arms and that. And in time, this stuff all settles down and,
Dust
always clears and everything always works out in the end. And, you know, we just, all of us here at Lowdown and Dirty really wish you guys a very, very successful 2014 season. Unfortunately, according to the old clock on the wall here, we are running out of time. And it has
Thank
been a
God.
Blast. Yeah, oh. Pete, I could talk to you all night. We got to get rid of this Nikki character. He's just—I'm just over him. I'm just over him.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
See now you know Joe why my microphone overrides his when I want it to.
See, you are a genius. I never realized why, but it all makes sense now. It really
does.
Hey,
Joe.
Yes,
how long
sir?
Would it take us to travel to where you guys are?
Oh, too long.
Oh,
I can get Pete here. I can get Pete here in an hour and a half. It would take you days. Yeah, it's not even worth it. Not
okay.
even worth it. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't get
wow.
here.
Yeah. Hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah,
okay.
it really wouldn't take you terribly long to get here.
We're like 15 minutes from Grandview.
Oh, all right.
That.
Well, that ain't
yeah.
bad. I know a couple shortcuts to the hills, so.
There you go.
That scares me, too, because I live close to the hill. I don't...
I know where you live, Joe. Don't even worry about that. I was the guy tapping on the window.
Should have known.
Yeah, really.
Should have known.
See
well,
that?
Guys, I want to thank you for having us on. It's been a lot of fun, and it's been it's a great thing. You guys got a great show going there. And,
thank you. We really appreciate that. Thank you very much. It was an absolute blast to have both of you guys on here tonight. And like I said before, we cannot wait to get down there to your facility and hang out with you guys. And it is always a blast. Gentlemen, do you have a website that our fans could reach you at and check out your schedule and things of that nature?
Absolutely. You can visit us on the web. It's easy. It's www.newegyptspeedway.net.
.net.
.com. .net.
.net. Please take note of that. And a fan page on Facebook. I'm sure you have one of those. Can our Facebook listeners and viewers be able to check anything out on Facebook from you guys?
You can. It is. I believe it's just New Egypt Speedway, right, Nick?
Yep.
Yep, get over there, like the page on Facebook. It is updated every week, and they'll keep you informed of specials and things that are happening and what's going on at the Speedway. You guys do a great job. Both of you gentlemen do a phenomenal job of announcing and taking care of the fans and the giveaways and everything. And, again, we cannot express and explain to everybody listening what kind of hospitality that New Egypt has to offer. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for being on our program this evening. We appreciate it very much, and we're going to see you here hopefully within the next few weeks.
Great. Thanks,
right.
guys.
And
thank you very much,
fans.
Thank you.
Joe Adams Lettering, LLC. Love you, A, and I'll love you back.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
That's right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
See you
we'll
guys.
Talk to you real soon. Take care.
Thanks, all right,
brother. Bye, see you guys.
See
thank
you.
You.
Bye-bye. Yep, see you.
Great show tonight, guys. He's
oh, did Joe bounce out? Oh, it looks like we lost Joe right at the end here. That's
yeah,
a shame.
Yeah, right at the end, but I'm back. Am I back?
Oh, yeah, you're back.
I'm back. I just wanted to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and listening. It was a great show. Really appreciate having Nick Leach and Pete Wortman on. Again, we can't express what kind of a great place New Egypt Speedway is. So if you get a chance to get down there, check it out. Thank you very much for listening tonight, and we're going to see everybody back here next Tuesday night right here on Lowdown and Dirty. Thanks for tuning in. God bless and good night.